Okay, we're all very familiar with the halacha that one is not allowed to eat meat during the 9 days, but the question is, what exactly is meat? Is chicken meat? Is fish meat? Is chicken broth meat? How do we define the halacha of meat? And this is not only relevant for the 9 days, but it's relevant for a number of areas of halacha. Simchas Yom Tov, what does one fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with? There's halacha in Yerideh, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, that proper minhag, that a woman on the day that she goes to the mikvah should not eat meat that entire day. There's, of course, well known that one is supposed to wait 6 hours between eating meat and eating dairy. There is a halacha in Hilchas Nedarim about taking a neder from meat. So what is included in meat? And as you might expect, in each of these different areas of halacha, it plays out somewhat differently. In Simchas Yom Tov, the Gemara says that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim Ein Simcha El Bebasar, Achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim Ein Simcha El Biyayin. And yet, the Rambam says that even though the Gemara says nowadays the only simcha is with Yayin, the Rambam mentions meat as a source of simcha as well. And the Amshal Shlomo explains that the Gemara wasn't trying to preclude meat, the Gemara was trying to just add that wine nowadays, as well as meat, is a fulfillment of Simchas Yom Tov. Yet the Bir Halacha writes that nowadays there is no chiyuv with meat for Simchas Yom Tov, but it's still a mitzvah, even if not a chiyuv, since it brings simcha. Rav Sternbach points out in Moed Muzmanim that nowadays eating chicken would also work for Simchas Yom Tov, because really it's whatever brings a person simcha. In Hilchos Nida, when it comes to going to the mikvah, that's more of a practical concern, that we don't want there to be meat stuck between a person's teeth when they're going to the mikvah, because that would constitute a chatzitza. Most of the poskim assume that that does include chicken as well, although it does not include fish. What about waiting 6 hours between meat and dairy? So the Gemara concludes that mida oraisa, we have to wait 6 hours between basar behema, but mida rabbanan, basar of as well. Mida rabbanan only, not mida oraisa, we include chicken as well. Fish, not so much. You don't include fish in that halacha at all. In fact, the only issur of fish and meat is one that relates to sakana, which may or may not still be relevant nowadays. In as far as tavshil shel basar, or chicken broth, or something like that, so that is problematic for Ashkenazim, meaning one would have to wait 6 hours, not so much for Svardim. So what about the 9 days? What's included in meat in the 9 days? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph quote Yesh Misha Omer to be makel on tavshil shel basar. Tavshil basar is like a chicken broth. Tavshil shel basar is like possibly is like French fries that are fried in the same oil as chicken is fried in. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Yesh Misha Omer that we could be makel during the 9 days. However, the Mishnah Berura writes that the minag is to be machmir on that as well. In Siman Tavkuf Nunal of Sivkat and Samach Dalid, the Mishnah Berura says that if someone is e efshar lo lechol ma'achol echalav, if one can't eat dairy, one has some sort of allergy to dairy or something of that nature, so then we can be makel that the person can eat chicken during the 9 days. Chicken, but not beef. That we're makel at least to move the line over a little bit in terms of the definition of basar. Yet, in when it comes to the Suda Mavsekas, Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Tavkuf Nun Beis, that we should be extra machmir when it comes to Suda Mavsekas, and not only is chicken asr, but fish is asr as well. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Siv Katan Vav writes that why is fish asr? Because sometimes in halacha, fish has a status of meat. Where? Where in halacha does fish ever have the status of meat? So he says, Yaradeya Simin Reish Yud Zayin. In Yaradeya Simin Reish Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says that if someone takes a neder not to eat meat, and it happens to be that in that location where the person lives, they often refer to fish as meat, then fish would be included in that neder. So since sometimes fish is considered to be meat as well, for Suda Mavsekas, we're extra strict not to have fish either. Everyone have a wonderful day.